So as we're approaching Lag BaOmer, I wanted to share something unbelievable. What is the message of Lag BaOmer, and what is, if we can say, what is the yontif of Lag BaOmer? So as we know that Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim, and he lost every single one of them, as the Gemara in Yevamah says, and they all were nifter in between Pesach and Shavuos. So it's brought down, the Ramah and others say, that they stopped on Lag BaOmer. Now, what is the message? Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim. He lost everything. As we know, Rabbi Akiva started at 40 years old, and he became the Heiliger Rabbi Akiva. That even Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Gemara Menachos discusses, was in a sense confused. He wasn't sure exactly Rabbi Akiva's whole life, and the Gemara goes on and on over there. The Torah is Zuchara, and the Gemara over there says, Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Shtoik kach olav machshava lefanai, this is the Mahalach of Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Akiva could have technically said, I started at 40, look how much I sacrificed. I had 24,000 Talmidim, the biggest yeshiva in the world. We can't even imagine what that means. The biggest yeshiva in the world. And he lost everything because they nagel covered the LZ. And Mefarshim explained that, of course, it was a dakman adak on the level of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. These were heiliger tanoim. And he lost everything. And he could have said, okay, Hashem, obviously you don't want my Torah. But not only that, Rabbi Akiva got up and he said, okay, I'm going to start from another 5 Talmidim. And the Gemara over there in Yevamah says that he started with another 5, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemiah. And that's the way he started. The Pichadosh says that that's the message of Lag BaOmer, that Rabbi Akiva started again. Now everything we have today is from Rabbi Shimon. Everything. The whole entire Torah went through Rabbi Akiva, and then it was Nimshach through that. Now the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, which was now Rabbi Shimon, as we're saying, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai also technically almost lost everything. As we know, the Gemara in Shabbos, which is interesting, the Gemara in Shabbos is on Daf Lamed Gimel, which is Lag BaOmer. Gemara there says the whole story, how Yehuda ben Gera mastered to the Malchus and Reb Shimon, and they wanted to kill him, so then he hid in the Beis Medrash, until afterwards, for another 12 years, he went into the Mara. And Reb Shimon, at that point, could have said, Rabbeinu Shalom, look how much Torah, look how much I did. And okay, obviously it's not worth anything. But not only that, what did he do? When was he mechaber the Heiliger Sefer HaZeir? When was he mechaber? He was mechaber during those 12 years in the Tzar Ma'ara. That means to say, we see from here that so many times in a person's life, he can say, okay, that's it. Obviously, it's not worth it. In a sense, Hashem doesn't exactly want this. But no, never give up. Start again. Reb Akiva started again. Reb Shimon started again. A Yid never gives up. A Yid is never miyayish himself. Never. It's not even in his rishus. We all belong to Hashem. We all avdei Hashem. What's the message that we just got from Yetzias Mitzrayim from Pesach? That we avdei Hashem. And as we approach the days of Sfira, that's what we're trying to live up to. We're trying to live up to all the midas hakdusha. We're trying to emulate Hashem's midas. It's interesting that there's a piyut in the famous Bar Yochai that everyone says, in the middle over there, Bar Yochai Yinim Shachta Ashrecha. In the middle there's a piyut, Naaseh Adam Nemar Bavurecha. Again, Naaseh Adam Nemar Bavurecha. It means the Lashon Naaseh Adam, which all we know came from Naaseh Adam B'Talmeinu Kidmuseinu. What's this Lashon of Naaseh Adam Nemar Bavurecha? It sounds like Kilu. Yes, and Rav Shem Pinkus explains that this is the message that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai gave us. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai gave us something that no one else gave us. He gave us the whole entire Seder Kabbalah, and the whole entire everything came from him. And where did it come from? It comes from the Tzar Ma'ara. It came Dafka because he was those 12 years in the Ma'ara. So we see from here how a person should never give up and should always continue on doing everything that he has to. Also, the Mida of Lag BaOmer is the Mida of Hoid. Hoid is on Aaron HaKohen. Hoid Vahadar. Aaron is called the Mida of Hoid. Hoid means Yoifi. That means the Emes Yoifi that a person can emulate is the Mida of Hashem. That's exactly what we're living up to. Now, as we go weiter and weiter in the days of Sfira, what we have to realize is how our job is only to do what we're supposed to do, what we're meant to do. Now, many times people can ask themselves, it's an interesting thing, actually, because if you think about it, Lag BaOmer is the only time that Dafka on a yard site will say, B'derech Klal, we have something called a Tainas Tzadikim. Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site on Zayin Adar is a Tainas Tzadikim. Any person's yard site is considered. And actually, in the Zayir itself, in the end of Pashas Tazin, there's something called Idra Zuta. How it's fascinating how Reb Shimon describes over there the whole entire day, his Yom HaMisa, and he describes that he went through and he got all his Talmidim together, and he knew that he was about to be Nifter. And he tried telling them different things. And there's one message over there that's brought down, which he called himself, meaning he called that day the Yom HaHilula. That's his, like, and Yom HaHilula we know is really called the Chasana. So in a sense, Reb Shimon Ba'Yechai himself called this day of Lag Vayomer Yom HaHilula his Chasana day. Why? Because that's when all the Giluyim and that's when everything came out. That means there were many, many things that Reb Shimon realized that he can't be Megala B'Chayav, and it only happened afterwards. So as we see, there's so many different things that a person does, and many times a person can question himself, who said I'm supposed to do this, who said I'm not supposed to do this. At the end of the day, we follow along, and so even this, and this is maybe the time to mention, how many times a person could have different steeris and different things that in his mind, maybe he doesn't understand it. But we have to realize that we have a Torah. And this is the Moshe Kibel Torah, Misinai, Umesar, Yeshua, Yeshua, Liskeinim, and it goes on and on and on. The Rambam actually in Bakdama to say the Mishnah Torah describes the 40 Dairis from Moshe Rabbeinu until Rav Ashi, which he was the Masadar of the Gemara, Avinu Rav Ashi. 40 Dairis. And it goes on and on. The whole Mahalach of Torah is Rebbe to Talmud, Rebbe to Talmud, Rebbe to Talmud. And sometimes a person could even think, okay, I know what to do. But a lot of times, there's so many things that's totally in Mesairah. That means we need a Mesairah to do things. Even the Gemara and the Chulin and so many different places in Shas discusses different things that technically, we'll give one example. The Gemara over there says that there's different Simani Behema, but again, Kashrus. So even if a person knows all the Simani Behema Vachayo, different like Simani Eifis, even if a person knows exactly the Simanim, but say it's because if you need a Mesairah from your Rebbe all the way back how it was. Grasshoppers is an interesting example. We know most Yidden, according to the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, do not eat grasshoppers, even though the Gemara over there describes exactly the different simanim how it could be. But still, the Gemara, at the end of the day, you need a Mesairah how it is. And we don't have the exact Mesairah, what type of grasshopper, we'll call it Chagav, because the Gemara over there says it has to be called Chagav, what type it has to be. So there's so many different things like that, that even if we think we know, but Lamaisi, you need a Mesairah, and we don't budge from our Mesairah. There's so many different minhagim. A person should always follow his minig. Minig is something that we always follow. This is actually Meshe Chochman Parshish Boy that says that Seif Kol Seif, for God asked Klai Yisrael in the Mitzrayim, that they followed exactly what the Rebbeinu Shlom told them. They did all the chumras the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted them to do. They didn't miss a thing. We have to do what our Messiah is. We have to do what our Minig is. And this is as it's brought down, that like Va'emer Seif Kol Seif is called the Yema De Lulas. They don't say Tachnun, because that's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Seif Kol Seif, the answer is, the message of all this, a Yid never gives up. He goes on, he follows along, and he follows his Messiah, he follows what it says from Shulchan Aruch. We don't budge from the Shulchan Aruch. Whatever the Shulchan Aruch says, if we do, yeah, Zayin Adar is a Tain of Tzadikim. Lag Va'emer is a day that we don't say Tachnun. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch says this. This is the way Yid goes through everything. So that's the Nasa Adam Melor Avarecha. How much do we get from this Nasa Adam that Ki'ilu was said on Reb Shimon Ba'Yechai? The epitome of everything. And he's the Mamshich to our Dairis, to our furthermore. And look how much Torah he gave us, and we should all be Zeicha to take this message and to Uri Steigen Torah and to Uri Steigen all Avedis Hashem and really connect it to the Rebbeinu Shlom in an unbelievable way. And we should have a Meredik HaTzlacha in all our Yonim, in Torah, in Ruchnias, in Yerushamayim, in Mitzvahs, and in all Avedis Hashem.